Two shout-outs before I begin. One, a word of congratulations to those present here and the other boys and girls who celebrated their first reconciliation confession yesterday morning. We had about 110 boys and girls and a lot of their families with us. So all the boys and girls who made their first reconciliation, congratulations. Second shout-out is to a group of young people from the Beth Israel Synagogue hiding in the back row. Their confirmation class is here to observe our liturgy and then have a little Q&A session after Mass. So, boys and girls, you're welcome to be with us today. Thanks for joining us. Well, you heard it many times before, and you heard it again today. Quick! What did Jesus say to Simon and Andrew on the shore of the beach of the Sea of Galilee? Come and follow me, and I will make you... Heard a million times, haven't you? Right? Well, think about it. I mean, Simon and Andrew, James and John, they got the fishermen down pretty good, right? It's their whole livelihood. They already know, okay, how to throw the nets out in the sea. They know how to pull them back in and clean them. They know how to take care of the boat. They know where to go on the sea at different times of the year for the best likelihood of a catch. They know what time of day or night's a good time to catch fish. They got it all. They're fine being fishermen. What does that have to do with being fishers of men? When those four early disciples decided to follow Jesus, did they have any idea what they're getting themselves in for? What would they understand when Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men? What's he talking about? Their whole life purpose, their mission in life, was totally changed. And it wasn't spelled out ahead of time for them. They had to walk and trust. Simply put, the mission of Jesus in the world became the mission of the disciples in the world. What is that mission? The Gospels tell us over and over, starting out today, to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of God, to heal those who are sick or crippled or lame, to bind up those who are brokenhearted, to lay down one's life for the sake of those you love, to guide people to the path to eternal life. Jesus' mission from the beginning of his public ministry to his suffering, death, and resurrection is very clear. Now, if you and I were on the beach with Peter and Andrew, James and John, and they knew that was Jesus' mission, wouldn't we be happy just to go back and be fishermen? Who wants to take all that on? But the point is that you and I today, by our baptism into Jesus Christ, by the grace of the Holy Spirit that settled itself upon our hearts at confirmation, we are the followers of Jesus in the 21st century. That mission of Jesus that became the mission of the first disciples is our mission too. We are the living presence of Christ in this world as they were in the first century. How will you and I and our fellow parishioners here at St. Elizabeth carry out in a faithful, responsible way the mission of Jesus in our own time? What does Jesus expect of us? How can we live that mission? Many of you are aware that for the last 18 to 24 months, members of our pastoral council have been devising a pastoral plan for the next 3 years. Here it is. It's worth its weight in gold, although it doesn't weigh much. But it includes a vision and a direction for our parish, values and goals and objectives that we can be faithfully putting the mission of Jesus into practice. So what will you do with this? Three things I ask. First, take home a copy of the parish bulletin today with the first of a series of inserts about what this mission and plan is. Second, go online, you modern people, to the parish website. Click on to pastoral planning, look for the plan, talk with your family members and Catholic neighbors about the plan, pray over the plan and say, Jesus, how am I going to respond to your call to live this mission in my own life? Third, plan now to come out to the social hall on Saturday morning, February 24th, to meet with other parishioners to talk about how we can shape the life of this community to be faithful to that first generation of followers of Jesus. Peter and Andrew, James and John, had to learn to use the skills God had blessed them with in fishing and transfer them to a new mission and purpose following Jesus Christ. God has blessed us with many gifts and skills, and we need to direct them to the mission of Jesus in our world today. Look for the pastoral plan. reflect on the pastoral plan, pray over the pastoral plan, and learn how to be fishers of men in 2018.